Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, after my last video on things I miss and don't miss about living in Houston, Texas and moving to Poland, I was thrilled to see how many Americans commented on how great it would be to visit Poland one day. And I got at least a dozen direct questions asking me how to legally move to and work in Poland. As an American, these comments were invigorating to me, and I can't help but wonder if Poland is America's best friend in the European Union. If you ask me, it definitely is. And when we look at the world from the Polish perspective, there's no doubt that America is Poland's best friend. With that being said, with all my years experience living here, there are so many things I wish I had known earlier that would have been kind of helpful to me to acclimate to the culture here faster. I wish I had had the chance to sit down with a person like myself who'd be able to kind of give me a crash course on some of the issues that would have saved me from looking ignorant, foolish, or misinformed. So in today's episode, I am going to share part one of my checklist of 20 aspects that, in my humble opinion, are must-knows before traveling or moving to Poland. Let's do part one right now. The first 10 are coming up. Off we go. Number one, let's start with something that is still a problem for me. My Polish is not perfect by any means. I'd like to speak a lot better than I do. However, I can name about 5 English native speakers right now living in Poland who've been here maybe as long as I have, maybe longer, who can neither understand nor speak this language. It's mind-boggling to me. Polish is difficult. It's incredibly difficult. But a basic conversational level is easy to reach with just a little bit of effort. Invest in some lessons early on. In my first 6 months, I did 5 hours a week one-on-one with a really nice male teacher. It helped tremendously. After that, I traded English and Polish lessons. I took 1 hour, a 1 hour time slot. I gave 30 minutes to my Polish student. The Polish student taught me Polish for 30 minutes. We divided the hour. No money was lost, no time was lost. Everybody was happy. Number two, don't make the mistakes that I did early on in my 20s. No chewing gum and popping bubbles while talking to anyone. It's just frowned upon here. And definitely keep your hands out of your pockets when you're talking to somebody. These are culture rules that I have yet to see change very much here in Poland. Just don't go there. Number three, stay away from politics. Really, do not go there. I don't care how hard your Polish friend asks you to discuss your views on Polish politics. Like, hey Russell, who are you for, Andrzej Duda or Rafał Trzaskowski? It's so easy to step in it there. I can honestly tell you that in 15 straight years of living in Poland, I have never ever done a lesson on politics. And I always change the subject when the issue arises. The fact is, the political atmosphere is quite tense in Poland presently. It's really a lot like the Republican-Democrat divide we have in the USA. It's simply a very risky move. Do be careful. Number four, if you're a dude, get a wallet with a coin pouch. Unless you're planning to pay for everything by credit card or phone application, you will need cash and you will inevitably be asked to help the cashier out very often by producing change. If you are a cash and coin person like me, this will make your life a lot easier. If you can't find a wallet with a pouch in the States, no worries, you can pick one up, a good one, right here in Poland. Most of them have it when you arrive. Number five, never under any circumstance try to ride public transportation without a ticket. I have to warn you about inspectors that Poles refer to as kanare. These guys intentionally dress, how can I say it? They dress down, way down, to look like people you would never imagine work for the authorities. And they are good at catching people. For instance, the tram is moving along, they quickly stand up from their seats, they whip out their ID badges, and they go right up to you with their palms out. A British friend of mine was caught last winter, and after a near fist fight with the inspector, he was physically helped off the tram. The police were called and he had to pay a really hefty fine. There are so many convenient ways how to get a ticket. It's easy. The tickets are relatively cheap. You can buy tickets in kiosks everywhere and numerous small shops throughout the city, or you can use a variety of phone apps like MPay. I'll put a link in the description about MPay. Number six, if you're coming to Poland from the USA, you can rent a car and you can drive that car on your American driver's license legally as long as you also have an international driver's license. You cannot drive without the international license. The easiest way to get such a license is from AAA, and I think they cost between 20 to 30 bucks. I had to learn that lesson the hard way and the expensive way. You can find out more information on the Kraków Consulate website or the Warsaw Embassy website. I will put information in my description about that so you can click on it. Number 7, and while driving, beware of pedestrians on pedestrian crossings. Slow down and look 3 times. Over my years here, I've witnessed the law get tougher and tougher on drivers who don't stop for pedestrians. The moment you see a pedestrian even getting close to that crossing, you must slow down and stop. And you have to wait until the pedestrian fully clears the crosswalk before proceeding. The police here do not mess around. I've seen them set up kind of a sting operation to catch drivers, and the fines are steep. Practically every Polish city is a walking city, and with 3 kids of my own, I couldn't be more in favor of this law. Please do be careful. Number 8, this one might sound a little funny, but I've got to admit it. I was not aware that Russia physically borders Poland on my first trip over here. There's a little piece of land sitting right above the northeastern part of Poland called Kaliningrad. I guess I missed that detail in my world history classes in school. Oh, how my Polish friends were disappointed in my American ignorance. I would also recommend knowing the other bordering countries around Poland, and there are 7 of them in total: Germany, Czechia or Czech Republic, Slovakia, Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, and of course, Russia. Number 9, while we're on geography, one of the fastest ways to rub a Pole the wrong way is to tell them that their country lies in Eastern Europe. I did that early on and I got the chilly death stare. While they were in fact on the eastern side of the Iron Curtain during communism, Poland is very much a country in Central Europe. Say Central Europe, please. Number 10, do not ever say that Poland was part of the USSR. Never. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard people from all over the world kind of assume that Poland was a Russian territory following World War II. It wasn't. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Ukraine, Belarus, yes, Poland was not. They were heavily influenced by Russia. Russia was doing their thing here, but they were never part of the USSR. Don't do it. All right, so that's part 1. That's the first 10. The second 10 examples that I'm gonna give you are coming in my next video. It should be next week sometime. Let me know what you think about this. I'm looking forward to any of the comments you have. If you have not subscribed to my channel so far, what are you waiting for? Click the button on my wallet pouch right here so you don't miss out on the future episodes that are on the way. Thanks for watching and see you very soon in the next one.